Blog Talk Radio.
This is Raina Starr. Welcome back. We are here. We are so happy. And I'm just going to launch. Desperate House Witches is brought to you by the one, the only, the incredible Dorothy Morrison, Wicked Witch Studios at wickedwitchstudios.com. Fabulous goods. She is amazing. She is creative. She has the mojo that you need. Check out Wicked Witch Studios, and Wicked Witch Studios has international shipping through the Angry Cauldron at www.theangrycauldron.com. Check it out. It is fantastic stuff. We love our Dorothy Morrison, and she should be joining us on an upcoming show again, because we need our Dorothy time. We love our Dorothy Morrison. Absolutely. Okay, so... for everybody who's new, hello. Special shout out to Amber. Hello, Amber.
Hey,
you know who you are. Hey, Amber. All right, girl. Listen up. So, bienvenidos, brujas y brujos. De mucho gusto. Love to have you here. Happy to have everybody. But be warned about the following. Desperate House Witches is not a G, PG, or even an R-rated show. So, if bad language, bodily functions, dirty talk, and other offensive things might upset you, this may not be the show for you. But if you don't care about that, come and sit by me. Hello. All right. I have claimed, I have disclaimed, I have pre-claimed.
Yes,
so,
you have. Now launch, Mama.
We need to have a little bit of a conversation, folks, about the retrograde that is happening now. Allow me to read the list of the following planets. All right. Take note, kids. Jupiter is in retrograde. I will also give you the dates. You may want to make a note of this. Started March 8th, ending July 10th, okay? Jupiter is all about your comfort zone and getting out of it and, you know, dealing with your internal shit. There's going to be a lot of that as I continue to read. Next thing. Saturn has been in retrograde since April 17th. Isn't ending until September 6th, okay? You heard me. Yeah, this is like a growth spurt. All right, this is becoming more mature is what you, well, we need to be, you know, we've been in a serious funk since 2016 for obvious fucking reasons. Listen,
yeah.
Now it's time to rally up, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's taking responsibility for your shit again, becoming more mature. You know, thinking a little more outside of the self. Now, this next one may be controversial. I'm sorry, but this has been a planet my entire life, and that would be Pluto.
Yay,
Pluto.
Pluto. We love
retrograde.
Pluto.
Okay. Pluto, retrograde, started April 22nd, isn't ending until September 30th. Okay. It's about dealing with your negativity and getting yourself past some shit you're holding on to. Dealing with that. Next one. Oy, because we have a couple that have just started, and they are killers. Neptune just started June 18th. Doesn't end until November 24th. And this is, Neptune is about dealing with the shit that you've been kind of sticking your head in the sand about. All of this seems to be talking about dealing with the self, maturity, growing up, getting yourself right. This is a lot of stuff that Jade had talked about in past shows, that there was going to be this period of time where a lot of people were going to have to be dealing with some shit. And once I'm done with this list, I'm going to continue on and talk about something else along these lines. All right, and the big one, okay, Mars, just went on the 26th of this month. But fortunately, it's a shorter one. It ends in August on the 27th. And as we know, Mars is aggressive. Mars is about pushing, sex, aggression, dealing with more of your own shit, dealing with your mistakes. It's kind of, I mean, this whole thing has been really a kind of reckoning. But what I wanted to, aside from that information, here's what I have observed. Now, I don't know if anybody else has observed this, but I personally have. Okay. So, as you guys know, in March, I went into the hospital, got misdiagnosed, had severe pain, got sent home. April, went back to the hospital, severe pain, finally got it right. I'm still recovering, obviously. It's only been a couple of months, but I'm seeing a pattern here. So here's what I'm going to tell you. And then today I've had a friend with a child who suddenly almost went into anaphylaxis and died.
Oh, my God.
My sweetie has had, out of the blue, severe leg and back pain since last Sunday, only to be getting so bad he had to go to the emergency room. So there has been an ongoing situation where things that we have often looked at as a minor ache or pain, during this retrograde, I need everybody to pay very close attention, because if you are having a consistent pain that is lasting, and I'm not talking about those who have been diagnosed with a chronic pain. I have chronic pain. I constantly have pain in my neck and back. But what I'm saying is, if something seems minor and then starts to get worse when you think it should normally be getting better, don't wait. Get to your doctor. Things that have started off as very minor, like, oh, I think I pulled a muscle in my back, or, oh, she's coughing a little more than normal, or, oh, it's a stomach ache, I'll probably wake up fine. Every situation I've seen in the past 3 months where it has started off as a small thing that would normally be ignored has blown up into some crazy-ass shit. So I'm going to say, until November, if you start having an ache or pain that starts off as something that maybe you've had before, do not ignore it. If it goes more than 24 hours or becomes more intense before the end of 24 hours, do not wait to make an appointment with a doctor or get yourself to an urgent care or an ER. Magical people, I'm serious. This seems to be hitting us physically. It's happening to a lot of people physically. If you've been fortunate enough that it has not happened, that's great. I'm just saying be prepared. It might, because it seems to be a rolling situation. It's one person and then another person, and then a couple of weeks will go by and it's another person. And then a couple of weeks go by, and it's two people on the same day. And then a couple of weeks. Just look for the pattern. Don't be afraid of it, but get it treated before it can get worse. This retrograde is about paying more attention, not only to the spiritual, not only to your emotional, but also very much to your physical. A lot of us are getting hit with some psychic noise, and it's you know, taking havoc on our organs. I don't know how else to say it. We're getting sick. So be protected, shield up, do what you gotta do. Ground, get to the doctor, though. Do not ignore the shit. All the magic in the world does not help if you do not take some kind of active action. So please do not ignore it when it starts. Hopefully it will not start for you. Some people, I'm sure, will be bypassed, but more people than not are getting hit. So please just be aware, take care, and you know, keep it together as best as you can. It's going to, emotions are going to get really, really crazy towards the fall this year. Not just because of the midterms, but because of all of these retrograde planets. There's a lot of reversal. There's a lot of shit swinging around. I liken it to having a chicken swinging over your head, like in hoodoo and voodoo, or I think that's voodoo specifically. I can't remember. I apologize for my lack of knowledge. But it's kind of like, whoa, 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 you know, trying to get all the negative out of the way, and it's just kind of flying all over the place. Now, there's a lot of good stuff flying, too, because there's a lot of conflict resolution that can be achieved in these next few months. Anytime you have, you know, true introspection, and you accept and deal with your shit, you know, that does spread to others, and there can be more of a meeting of the mind. But there's also a lot of dealing with the things you're hiding from, and a lot of the time we hide shit from ourselves because we don't want to deal with some stuff, you know what I'm saying? So this is actually the time to deal with your shit. At this point, everything is currently in retrograde, and nothing falls off until July 10th. So as much as you've been dealing with recently, July 10th is going to be the first tick of a little bit turning off of the intensity. From there, August 27th is the next one, September, and then Neptune in November. It's bumpy, and you can see from everything in the news that it's bumpy. It's affecting, as retrogrades tend to do, and energy shifts tend to do. It affects everyone, not just our kind. It affects all the people. So look for more incidences of crazy. I'm not saying mass shootings. I'm just saying incidents of crazy shit happening. So don't lose heart. Try to, you know, try to stay as positive as you can. You're going to have a lot of down moments. We're all going to have them. Just know that we're in it together, and it's not just you. Don't ever think it's just you, because if it's some shit, we've gone through it.
Anyway, yeah.
So I love y'all, and I want y'all to be okay. So I'm just giving you a heads up that the shit's going down. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I know. So now that I've run my fucking mouth, how are you?
I'm doing good. I am. It's been a weird week. It's been a very strange week. And like I was telling you earlier, and I am officially starting with the hot flashes. So that's been just added fun on top of that, because you know how much I hate being hot.
Oh, girl, don't I know. You are perfectly dry 1 minute in an ice-cold room, and 5 seconds later, you look like you have just walked through the desert. It is unbelievable. All you young witches, take note. Ladies, this shit happens. Seriously, it doesn't sound... And if you're a cold-natured person and you think, oh, wow, I won't be freezing all the time. No, mommy, that is not what this is. This is like somebody took your tootsies and set your whole body on fire all at once.
It is not
yep.
comfortable. It is not comforting. It doesn't reverse your polarity at all. It's like
no.
dry sweat, drenched.
Yep. All of a sudden you have a swamp in the back of your knees, you know?
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gross. I need a portable freezer.
To stick your head in?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Like, when I was pregnant with the youngest, you know, I remember just going to the grocery store and just sticking my head in the freezer every once in a while.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, because it was just, you know, both my children were summer babies.
Wow.
Not fun.
No, definitely not.
Yeah,
oof.
And we're actually coming up for a full moon in a couple of days, aren't we?
I thought it was like happening now.
Is it? Okay. You know what? Let me check my app.
101. Hang on. Let me look. Full moon. Hang on. I'm checking.
No, you're right. It was full moon 2 days ago.
Yep.
The 27th.
So you're on the last day. You're on the last day of the full moon right now.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm getting excited. Plans are coming together for next month.
No doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
Super stoked.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm fortunate enough that I made a decision to avoid, you know, I went through the whole sweats and all of that, but my period wouldn't go away. So my doctor kept saying, well, you're not menopause officially yet because you have to go a full year without your period. I'm like, are you sure? Sorry, guys. We are having this conversation. And they were like, and I'm like, really? And they're like, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, fine. Because I still have periods, very rare now, but I still get them. So I'm doing better living through chemicals. I was like, put me on the damn hormones because I was a raging lunatic when the sweats and the palpitations and this and that, and I'm like, oh, no, that's not cute. I can't do that.
Yeah.
No.
We're not
pill me
this.
Up. Pill me up, Daddy. Give me whatever I got to take. And I'll tell you what, it has made a world of difference. I could not function because I would go into rages. Not that I'm not a hostile bitch anyway, because I am, and I admit it. Well, I am. But you know that? Can you imagine hormonal on top of already a bitch? No, not good for me or anyone around me. So we could not do that. That was not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm worried about that because I've just gotten to the point in the past couple of years where I've kind of calmed down. I'm not as reactionary as I used to be. You know,
uh-huh.
I actually will take a breath and assess the situation most times before I jump, you know.
Yeah.
Or if I jump at all. You know, most times
right.
now I let shit go. So it's like I'm scared of getting back to that point of being reactionary. And it's like, yeah, if they subscribe chemicals, I will take them. You know, at this point, I think I'm going to try some Damiana tea, see if that helps. You know, I don't know.
You know,
and your suggestion of the powder.
I'm just telling you, I tried, you know, all of that, and I tried natural, and I tried over-the-counter stuff, what's that stuff called, that over the counter anti flashy stuff? I can't remember what the name of it is, but I tried that. That didn't work. Nothing worked with the chemicals. So don't be too upset. Don't be too upset. I mean, try everything natural first. If it helps you, great. Because it does hit different people differently. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. But if you're anything like me, and I kind of think you are, imagine that. It may be a chemical thing, and you'll just feel like yourself again, and shit won't bother you as much. You know?
Yeah, and I'm not. I am seriously, I'm not opposed to chemicals. I mean, I'm not. Anything that will help, you know. I'm cautious. You know, I take precautions as far as that goes, but I'm definitely not opposed because I'm not happy with this.
I understand. That level of this, it's just like, you know, it's like your own, like they say, it's your own personal summer, but it's like summer in the Kalahari and you have no water to drink, but somebody threw a bucket on your head. It's really not pretty. It's not a fun feeling. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I know we've gone way girl on this one, but it just went there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, y'all have met us, you know, have heard us before, so you know sometimes it does. I'm sorry, too. But, yeah, it's like, I don't know if any of y'all live in the South, but, you know, in the South, it's very humid on top of being hot. So it's kind of like, you know, going outside midday summer and slipping into a hot tub. That's kind of what it feels, you know, how it raises your temperature very quick. And, you know, thankfully mine go away pretty quick too, but they're frequent.
You're lucky because mine did not go away quickly. It was like roasting in your own juices. And that is not cool when it's that hot. No, it's your brain feels like it's boiling. That's when I was like, you know what? I'm already in a fucking bad mood, and it's hot as Hades out there. And now my own body has said, fuck you, we're going to make it hotter. Great. Thanks. I'd had enough. There was just one symptom too many, and I said, no, don't want to.
Yep. Computer says no.
Computer says, bitch, forget it.
It's not happening.
Wow. Seriously. Oh. So before our guest comes on tonight, I just want to say we are so excited about Mystic South. Are we not? Are we not the most excited ever? I'm just saying. And I have to tell you, with Sweetie being, you know, in so much pain and unable to walk, I was freaking out because I thought, oh, my goodness, what if he has to miss it? And it was a real consideration. And he's like, well, you have to go. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, honey, I was going anyway. But I don't want you to have to stay home. I want you to come, too. So hopefully now that he has had this cortisone situation happening, that it will be better and he will be back to his normal self by the time we get to come down. So I'm so excited.
Yay. Yeah, because we don't want him to miss. We want him to go because he's fine.
Yes. He is fine.
But, yeah.
Yes, he is.
Sending all the good mojos to him.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Much appreciated. It's just been a really wacky year so far. You know, just on a personal level wise, it's been kind of cray. But hopefully things are getting themselves together.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm about done with this lunacy. I'm grateful that half the year is just about over. So,
yeah.
You know, things can be more on an upswing.
Yeah, and that in and of itself. I mean, the fact that, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but, I mean, this year is going by so quick. I mean, it was just December. How did it get to June already?
Because June started in February.
Yeah, that's true.
We had two, you know, honestly, truly, by March it was already warm out. I think we had 2 weeks of spring, literally 2 weeks of spring this year, and then it immediately launched into summer, and it has been summer ever since. As a matter of fact, it was hotter in April and May with temperatures in the hundreds, was it not? It was in the high 90s already,
yep.
Way before now, and it was ridiculous, and it's not slowing down.
Nope. You know, but you know what? I'm not even going to start that conversation because that's a whole other can of worms.
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah, but you all know what I was thinking.
You're hilarious.
Sometimes.
Oh,
I don't know. I just, you have to laugh. You have to. You have to. But anyway.
Yeah.
It's a hot mess. It really is.
It is a hot mess. So just before we get started with our guest, who I expect to be calling in any moment now.
Yeah. Where are you at, Star?
She'll be along. She'll be along. We really hope y'all will come and see us at Mystic South. We love meeting the folks who listen to our radio show, because then we sit there and question you, like, really, why? I'm kidding. We just like meeting folks. So come see us.
Yeah.
We're gonna be there. We're doing the show live on Friday night. It's gonna be a blast. And yeah, there'll be good conversation. We may even do a Q&A afterwards. So
that would be fun.
Maybe. I have not consulted with the other. I haven't consulted with anybody about that yet, but I'm thinking, or maybe we'll do a Q&A beforehand. I don't know. We're trying to work things out and figure out how we're going to do it. But we're going live, and we're doing it from the convention itself, so we're very excited.
Yay! I'm excited to do, you know, this in the same room as everybody, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be fun. It is a lot of fun.
And I am dropping my rule for the weekend, so y'all have permission to come up and grab a hug from me.
Uh-huh.
I will be hug friendly this weekend.
You mean that weekend? It's not this weekend.
Well, that weekend. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't. Yeah, that was probably confusing. It's this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
That y'all won't be here.
Yeah, right. I was gonna say, how about I reach you?
Sorry, you missed it.
Right. I am, as always, a hug-friendly zone. I know, it's so odd. You're the nice one, but I'm the hugger. It's very weird.
Yeah. Well, it's just because, you know, I've learned to shut it down as I've gotten older, but, I mean, sometimes it was actually physically painful, you know. I'm emotionally painful as an empath, you know, getting those vibes off of people. So, you know, I'm wary of who I let near me. You know, it's nothing personal. I don't mean it in a mean way. It's just, yeah, it's okay, I don't know you. You know, but I don't care. The weekend of Mystic South is a hug friendly zone. So y'all can come up and hug me. I'm fine with it. But do me a favor, don't bathe in patchouli before you come at me. I like patchouli in small doses.
Wow.
See, who's the mean sister now? No, I'm teasing. But our guest is in the queue. You ready to bring her on?
You're so funny tonight.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
How are you
ladies doing?
Hey, Star.
Sweaty, but good. How you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm doing okay. Yeah, it's a little warm out there. I've been trying not to go outside at all. Even up here, it's hot. So I can only imagine how hot it is down there.
Oh,
what,
God.
What's your temperature up there?
I don't know. They were saying, like, upper 80s was what it was supposed to be today, which is really hot for here. So,
wow.
Yeah.
We would take your upper 80s over our 98. Like I said, roasting in our own juices down here.
Nice.
It's been hot. It's been hot.
Yeah, it's been
so
hot everywhere.
What is
going
on? What is happening? Talk to us about our upcoming favorite event.
Well, I think we're all pretty much on track.
Yes.
You know, it's eerily smooth, and you know, there's not been any drama or trauma or really anything like that. So, pretty calm and cool and all that jazz. I cannot find anything to complain about.
Well, that's good.
Write this down. Note this day. I'm glad our shows are recorded. Okay, this is a goodness. No, that's wonderful. We're so excited. We cannot wait. Please tell the folks who's headlining this year.
So our headliners are Evo Dominguez,
yay,
John Beckett,
yep,
Sangoma, and Nisazi.
Cool.
I think we're gonna have a really great conference. Everything is shaping up for it to be really just stellar. So I have no complaints.
That's awesome. Speaking of it being stellar, I actually checked the weather for that week in Atlanta, and they're supposed mm-hmm. and here and there, they're supposed to be going through a cool spell where the temperatures will be the temperatures are supposed to be in the 80s, not the high 90s like it was previously. So I mean, it sounds like we're going to have perfect everything.
Well, that'll be nice for a change.
It's going to be great. I'm just so excited.
Well, and you all are going to be there doing the show live. We're really excited about that. We've also got on some of the things that are going on that weekend. We have an open mic night on Friday night, which the Night Travelers, which if you're not familiar with them, James McKinney and mm-hmm. Nikki Portman make up the Night Travelers, and they're going to be hosting the open mic, so they'll be our MCs for that. So they'll be playing some tunes in between other people playing some tunes.
Cool.
Mr. Lou Guru is gonna play some songs off of his new album, so that's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Friday night we'll have some karaoke going for people that are into that. And I think Mr. Beckett has a ritual that night as well. So
he does.
The schedule is going to be pretty jam-packed.
Yeah, I printed a copy for me, Sweetie, and my sister. Since I have a copy of the itinerary. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is jam-packed with goodness. Jam-packed.
It really is. It really
I
is.
Know.
There is something going on pretty much all of the time. We don't have really hardly any vacant blocks in the class schedule at all. So,
we
have to do that because we want people to have something to complain about, you know. So,
wow.
Well, that was my out loud voice, wasn't it? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
well,
no, because you know somebody's gonna. You know somebody is. You know, you can't please.
Well, that was one of the complaints last year was that, you know, that there was too many things going on and people had a hard time deciding. So that we didn't have enough time. We didn't have enough time in between workshops. So we have added a 30-minute, there's 30 minutes between each workshop, but we've added even more stuff. So just to make people just crazy. So.
Well, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be going crazy anyway. I'm going to be down there without the husband or the child or the other child, you know, by myself with my sister and all my friends. So I'm going to be having fun.
Oh, you're going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a great time. And see, and the best thing about that is that your big thing that you personally are responsible for will be done on Friday night, which means then you can just, you know, run amok and cause all manner of, you know, craziness.
Oh,
and
are you
I will.
Kidding? She is lined up for the shenanigans. She is up for the shenanigans. It is happening. It is definitely happening. It's going to be hilarious.
Well, you can never have your fourth. You can never have too many shenanigans. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I love shenanigans.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just excited about you being away with me in another state and shenanigans.
Yeah. My sister's stealing me.
Pretty much.
And the funny thing is, I was saying something to my husband about it the other day, because I actually got an invite from a friend to go to Dragon Con. He's like, I've never been to Dragon Con. I was like, neither have I. We should go. He's like, I thought you didn't want me to go. I'm like, I'm not going to Dragon Con.
Oh, that's not so awesome. Hilarious.
He's so cute.
You're too
like,
funny.
No, this is a my thing. This is a pagan thing, sweetheart.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing is that just think about if you get in trouble, how easy it will be to raise bail money because you'll have all of these people who love and adore you right there. So it'll be so easy to raise bail money.
You know, that's a good point.
Uh-huh.
I like you, Star. We're going to have some fun.
We are going to have fun.
Yeah,
we are
going to
have
fun. So I don't know if you were listening to what we were talking about earlier, but we were talking about all of the planets in retrograde and how it's affecting so much stuff. Have you been experiencing any of this?
Not me. I am the very breath of Daisy Dew. I just have a completely uncomplicated life that is never affected by such trivial things as astrology. Oh, and also, I have a bridge for sale. I don't know if you're interested in it. It is this really fabulous bridge, historic. I can make you a hell of a deal.
Surrounded awesome. By some beautiful swamp property.
Well, you know, swamp property, it's a little harder these days to move swamp property than what it used to be. But bridges, everybody likes bridges. You know, I think in general we are really just living through some very difficult times, and this has perhaps been the worst week yet, as far as I'm concerned, on a national scale for those of us who live in the U.S. You know, I mean, we've taken hit after hit this week, and you know, and I have no doubt that I haven't really, you're like the third or fourth person who said something to me about in retrograde, and honestly, I haven't even looked at it, which I guess makes me a bad witch. But hey, the full moon was on Wednesday.
Yes, it was.
I didn't know when it was either. I thought it was tonight.
Bad witch.
I know.
Well, I mean, the last decade or even more has been, I mean, there have been a lot of things going on astrologically that have been having an impact. And I really think that a lot of that is part of what has brought us where we are.
I have to agree with that.
But hey, we're not in prison yet. So we have that going for
us. I like that.
Yes. Yeah, that is a plus. But, you know, you have to wonder, once you start making religions enemies, you have to know that our type are on that list somewhere at some point.
Well, if they can catch us, you know. If they can find us, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of people to round up. That's true.
Well, not only that, but I mean, I would say that we are low you know, that pagans are low priority at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that, you know, the immigrants have obviously, brown people are the number one target. I don't know if you've heard this, but they're also talking about the fact that they're going to be reviewing everyone who is a naturalized citizen, that they're going to be looking at all of that as well. So they'll be next on the list. I think that, you know, the media, although they'll probably have to back off from persecuting the media for the time being, because it's really bad form to, you know, be calling out reporters after a bunch of them get murdered.
Right. Yeah.
So they'll probably back off from picking on the media for a little bit, but you can bet that, you know, I mean, did you see how they went after Rosenstein on Thursday and Chris Ray, you know, so they're really bearing down on the DOJ, the FBI. I would expect them to continue that. But also to really start, the thing that people probably really need to be paying attention for is when they start going after activists and people that are that have a high enough profile that they're affecting public opinion. Those will probably be the people that they will go after next. We're pretty low on the pecking order.
I hope you're right. I mean, there really shouldn't be anybody on that list to begin with, quite frankly. And, you know, I never doubt his ability to have cannons firing in all directions at once. You know, attacks on the media will probably, I agree, they'll calm down for maybe a week tops. Tops. He doesn't have that kind of class. He doesn't have that kind of presence of mind. I just don't want to go there right now.
Well, yeah. I think that I have a lot of faith in the way that our country is structured. I mean, we are a country of laws, and despite how bad things look and feel, because I think that's a big part of it too. I mean, things just feel really terrible right now. But I have faith in our legal system. So no matter how far they manage to push all of this, I believe that eventually it will come back around, because we are a country of laws. But the other thing that I think it's really important to remember is that they only win if we don't show up. As long as we continue to do what we're doing, which is keep the pressure on, which is, continue to, to write letters for any of your listeners that aren't familiar with the ResistBot, I would strongly urge them to check out ResistBot. You can connect with it on Facebook and on Twitter, and it will even send you reminders that, hey, you haven't sent anything in a few days. It's a lovely little tool. It's super easy to use. All you have to do is, you put in your information, so it automatically tells you who your congressmen, who your senators are, and then you write your letter, and it does the opening and closing for you and sends your letter, which is just amazing. So, I mean, that we have technology that makes it that easy. And that's something that everybody can do. Every single person can. If every person did that every day, I think it makes a difference. I really, really do.
But I agree. And in addition to that, there are also – everyone has a local chapter of Indivisible. Indivisible are organized groups of folks in every district who, if you have the time, they will tell you where the rallies are going to be. And a lot of them travel together, so you can get a ride. Indivisible is a great organization. They're on Facebook as well. So absolutely, whatever you can do, do.
And I think you're absolutely right. But you also don't have to be part of any group to go and protest anything. You can go to your local, and in fact this weekend, of course there are big rallies for, Families Belong Together is Saturday, which I will tell you that, I will be going to the one that is in downtown Asheville, and so will a bunch of Mother Grove Temple members. We will be there for that rally. But basically, you don't have to wait for a rally. They're all gonna be on break this weekend before they go back to before Congress is back in session. So you can go to their office on Monday if you wanted to and say, hey, immigration, I don't like it, and I want to be sure that my voice is being heard. You can do that. That's what they're there for. And anybody can do that anytime. Most representatives are opening offices within their district year-round. So, there are any number of ways that you can participate. But the only way that they win is if we don't do anything.
Right.
That's the only way that they win. And I think
their hope
really important to I'm sorry.
I was just going to say they're hoping we'll get exhausted. And it is exhausting.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to tap out for, a day to recuperate, but keep going.
Exactly. Well, and I think that is what they're counting on, is if they continue to push these horrible, legislation through, and even just suggesting things
will exhaust us and we'll quit. And as long as we don't quit, they don't win.
So I think it's really important that, you know, and yeah, you got to take breaks, because I don't care how strong you are, I don't care how much energy you have, this will suck the life out of you if you don't step back and take some good mental health breaks. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I had to this week. It got between the shooting and, you know, and everything that preceded it this week, I had to tap out for a while. It was just overwhelming. I felt overwhelmed. And I'm a wuss anyway, so I definitely was like, you know what? I need to turn off all this news. I'm really shitty about it, because then I feel bad because I feel like I'm not paying attention. So then I have to talk myself into being okay with not watching every 5 seconds, because I am a constant politic and news junkie anyway. So for me to shut it off is just hard. But if I don't shut it off, I make myself sick from the stress, because it's so
exactly.
It's been so stressful. It's like, oh, I am losing it. I got to stop. And, you know, don't be like me. You're not going to miss anything in the 5 hours that you're going to take a break and, like, maybe read a book or take a walk or have a conversation with another person. It doesn't have to be this 24/7. I have hurt myself more than I have helped on occasions by just being glued to it. And it's not healthy. It's just not healthy.
No, you're okay. I'm on a delay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to seem like I'm interrupting you. You know, you can't make a withdrawal if your bank account's empty. You know, and that means spiritual bank account. You know, take care of yourselves.
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself. You got to reground. You got to regroup. Sometimes you just have to walk away. Because I can't do this. The constant immersion, you know, is when things are not this hairy, it's one thing. But when it's negative, 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 and I just consistently feels like it's getting worse all the time, you're just digging a big hole for yourself. You got to let that go. Otherwise, you become non-functional. If you're non-functional, you're not helping anybody. So,
nope.
take the step away. Yeah. Miss Star, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Oh, cool.
Still here.
Okay. Woo!
The aliens have not come back for me yet. I'm still hopeful.
You know, my thinking is that we're all going to have to take, you know, political asylum to Canada is looking better and better all the time.
Well, see, I just can't go there, because I am not going to let some orange fucktard drive me out of the
my
land
country
that I was born into. Yeah, I won't do it. You
know,
I'm not going. I'll be that
person
left, you know.
Well, I have to tell you, I feel both ways about it. Part of me is like, why am I staying? And the other part of me is like, I'm a fucking patriot. Why should I leave?
Yeah.
So I go through both a lot. So I get it. I get both arguments. And I know me. And I may say that. I'm not going. We threatened that shit when Bush became president. You know, George II.
And wouldn't we just take him back like in a New York minute? I mean, compared to what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I would. I would. In spite of everything,
Well, apparently some people wouldn't, but compared to this bullshit, yeah.
Now, I'm saying this is my reasoning. You know, I'm not saying that one is, you know, definitely a little bit better than the other, but I don't want either of them. Fuck them, Paul. No, thank you.
No, it's not that we would actively want the other one.
Oh, I know.
We're just
We're
just saying comparatively speaking.
Yeah, comparatively speaking. I mean, comparatively speaking, what's in the White House now makes, you know, Dick Cheney seem like, you know, warm and fuzzy, honestly. And he's somebody that was guilty of war crimes. Let's not forget that. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to save all of my opinions for my show next week, the once a month politics show. I'm going to save it for that. Oh, my goodness. So what else is happening this year at Mystic South? Have we not covered anything? Have we gotten to it all? Tell me what I've missed.
Well, as you know, the schedule is now available online, and that's at our website, which is www.mystics-south.com. And the whole schedule is on there, of course. You know, the programs have not been printed yet, and even once they have been printed, I'm sure there will be changes, because there are always changes are unforeseeable. So we feel pretty good about where we are with the schedule. On Thursday night, there will be a meet and greet that will be hosted by the Wild Hunt, and that will be in the Mother Grove Suite. Which the room number on that is yet to be determined. We won't know until we check in. But we'll have all of that information. We'll be at registration. And registration, so if you come in on Thursday, you can go ahead. We'll have registration open for probably 3 or 4 hours in from the middle of the afternoon into early evening. So you can pick up your... you know, you can check in, get your badge and all of that fun stuff and get a schedule. And that's the only thing going on Thursday night, which is kind of, it's a tailgate event basically, because the conference doesn't officially start until Friday morning. And we'll be having an opening circle first thing Friday morning. And, I mean, we just have some amazing presenters. I'm astounded by the number of people that submitted workshops and submitted academic papers for the papers track. Just a really astounding number of people submitted, and also just the quality of the submissions that we've had was just really astounding. So I think people are going to be really pleased. You know, like I already talked a little bit about Friday night. Saturday night we have we're going to have Gina Lamont is going to play for as an intro for the Masquerade Ball, which we have a DJ coming in to do that. The theme is, I think, swamp creatures or swamp magic or something swampy. So, and we're encouraging people to dress up. You know, if you want to wear a costume, we're good with that. The only thing is that, you know, no terribly risque costumes in the common areas. So you can wear a risque costume to the ball, but you need to be covered up to get to the ball, because obviously there are other things going on in the hotel. And the last thing we want to do is torment the hotel staff, because their job is plenty hard enough without us contributing. And So that's on Saturday night. And then, you know, we start full bore again the next morning. And then it runs through to our closing ritual, which will be at 3:30 on Sunday. We've got, you know, a ton of vendors. There'll be vendors on both levels. So the when you come into the flower hall where the workshops are, the first room is the vendors room, and it is full of vendors. And then also downstairs across from where the conference room where all of the papers will be presented, there is another room that will have some vendors in it. Tony Kale and Jack Montgomery are bringing the Hoodoo Museum back again this year, and it will be down in that room. Raven and Crone will they will be downstairs also, but they're going to be outside where we had a bookseller last year, and they'll be handling like all of the book signings, and will happen at their booth. So that'll be down on the lower level. But there's pretty much any topic that you can imagine. There is probably a workshop being presented on it, Excel. And like I said, just really great presenters and workshops. I think everybody will be really pleased. And I should also tell you that we're using a mobile app called Events XD.
Oh.
So that if you don't want to have a paper program, you can use Events XD, and the whole schedule will be on it.
Oh, cool!
So
wow.
That's
cool.
That's cool. Kind of handy. I mean, I would love to go paper free, but I just think that, you know, you're always going to have some people that are going to want paper programs, and you know, a few people that are flying in. That makes it, you know, sometimes that can be difficult, because if you're going to expect them to either print out their own or what have you. So we'll definitely have printed programs available, as well as the app. And all of this information will be at the registration table, which will be right when you first come in the lobby of the hotel. You know,
awesome.
I think everything has just really gone rather smoothly. So hopefully I'm not jinxing us by saying so.
yeah,
I hope not. I also have to tell you that Mystic South has the best crew that imaginable. You know, I'm just the mouthpiece for this organization. And really, truth be told, I don't really do much of anything. And the reason that I don't is because I have super fabulous people. Each are in charge of a department, and they are just, they rock it. Marla Robertson and Gypsy Teague, Marla has handled all of the workshops as far as, you know, handling submissions and reviewing what everybody submitted, and then of course we all decided on what was, you know, what was accepted, what wasn't accepted. Gypsy oversees the vendors, and honestly, I mean, I don't even want to think about if I had to do either of those jobs. I would probably, my head would explode. Ryan Dennison oversees the papers track. And, you know, so he had to review all, you know, I mean, it has to go through all of the submissions. He does a fantastic job. Heather Green is my partner in crime for Mystic South. And, oh, man, she's our hotel liaison and, you know, oversees PR. And she's also our, you know, spelling and grammar correct.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it without her.
Yeah, and some of the girls that I'm rooming with, you know, we're splitting a room, are actually volunteers at the event. So there's all kinds of people.
We've got a herd of volunteers, which we couldn't do without either. And then we have Stacey Saros, who is our web and social media person. And she is like round the clock fielding, you know, questions and forwarding things on to the rest of us. And honestly, without all of those people, I don't know what we would do. And then we also have Kat O'Sullivan, who is our volunteer coordinator. But Mystic South would not happen without all of those people on the back end. And then the most important people are everyone who comes, because there would be no Mystic South without the people who attend. So I'm really looking forward to this year. I think it's going to be, you know, this will be our second year. And then if we survive this, we'll decide whether we're going to continue for a third year.
Oh, my goodness. After last year, it was so much fun. Oh, my God. I can't imagine it not being even better this year. So I hope it goes the way you want it to, so we can continue to have it.
Yay.
Well, as long as we have good attendance, as long as, you know, everybody still thinks it's a good idea and no one dies, then, you know, I will probably do it again in 2019.
Yay.
Yeah, nobody
That'd
better
be
die.
Awesome.
That's always a qualifier, right? That no one dies.
Yes, no dying. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I do. It's a really great time. It's so much fun. It's what I've been looking for. Ever since the last one, I've been looking forward to the next one. I mean, this is my quality vacation away. Love it. Can't wait. So excited. I just downloaded. Oh, check it out. I just downloaded Events XD. Yes. I love it. This is great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It seems to be pretty good. You know, we'll see how it does. Other people I know have used it, and they seem pretty happy with it. We'll see how it does at Mystic South. So, you never know. There have been other apps that I've used that some were great, and some, you know, some were like, this could be a little better.
Everybody's a critic.
Well, you never know. And I should mention that, you know, how excited we are that you all will be doing your show live from the conference again this year.
Oh, yeah.
We're super
That's
excited.
On Friday night, too.
Yeah,
it's on Friday night as well.
Friday night is a banging night, but I will tell you, the whole conference is amazing. And, yes, you well noted that, you know, we come in with a bang on Friday night, and then we get to enjoy the rest of the conference and watch other people work. It's fun.
And we do. We appreciate you having us and letting
us
use the space.
Absolutely.
Well, how could we have a conference and not have the desperate house witches, you know, who are in the South doing their show live every Friday? How could we not? I mean, that would just be crazy. That would be crazy.
Well, we appreciate that. We're honored to be the home podcast of Mystic South. We are Radio Mystic South that night. we're very excited. We're expecting a lot of the headliners. So, as a matter of fact, almost all of the headliners are like, "Yeah, we'll show up." So we're really excited.
Which is super awesome. We love you guys.
Well, and Morgan Daimler also is coming, and I'm sure that she, you know, we might be able to persuade her to pop in.
She's already,
you know,
I already talked to her.
Excellent.
Well, here's the thing. Morgan
was supposed to be on the show a few weeks ago, but she had an emergency and had to cancel at the last minute. So, yeah, I said to her, you know, hey, come on, we're going to be on Live from Mystic South. She's like, okay. It was great.
Aww.
Work is awesome. Oh, yeah. I've been annoying people. You have no idea.
Excellent. That makes my job even that much easier, you know, because when you have to chase people around with a roll of gaff tape to get them to do what you want them to do, you know, so the fact that you've already, you know, eliminated a lot of this legwork for me, I really appreciate that, because there's only so much gaff tape a woman can do at a conference.
Oh, I know. I may need you for last-minute roundup, because you know how people forget things, but I'll be sending little Facebook messages saying, okay, remember that conversation we had 3 months ago? I'm calling in your commitment now.
We will come down and get you.
And trust
me, I'm the kind of bitch that will knock on your door and say, hey, let's go.
Well, I don't think you'll have any trouble with that. Everybody loves you all, and I'm sure they will show up. So they will. I think you'll probably have more people than what you know what to do with. Is my guess.
We're pretty good at that. Yes, we're excited. You know what? A live audience is always a thrill. I always love a live audience because that interaction is hilarious. But I love having the guests being in the same room as us is just even more spectacular. So we're very excited about it. We're looking forward to it. There will be libations for our headliners and other guests that are coming on the show, because, you know, if you're going to sit and talk to me, I've got to ply you with a little bit of alcohol, because you got to relax, you know? I got to put you in the mood. Like, cheese, a little chocolate, a little wine, you know.
Libations are good.
Yeah. And we're good hostesses. We want our guests to be happy.
Yeah. And we are good hosts. I'll grab some sodas for anybody who is not a drinker. So, y'all are welcome to.
Yeah. So it's just going to be a blast. It's only a few weeks away. It's not even a few weeks away. It's 2 weeks away. It's less than 2 weeks. We are getting closer by the minute. I'm getting more excited by the minute. I cannot wait. I have to say, folks, if you are thinking about it, definitely. It is such a good time. You know, if you have done enough festivals where you're tired of being outside for sleeping, if you're tired of sweating all day long, if you want a little more upscale pagan event, I have to say, you want to sleep in a bed in a hotel with air conditioning. I know I do. My ass is old and tired. I don't need to be sweating. I'm a little too old now. This is the event. You got to come to Mystic South. It's just, you have to. You have to. Support Southern pagans. Support Southern paganism. Come meet your distant relatives. We're all going to be there, and we're dying to see you. So come on down, definitely. It is a great time. The vendors are great. The speakers are great. The workshops are great. The headliners are great. The staff is great. What's our hotel again?
It's the Crown Plaza Ravinia on the perimeter in Atlanta. And I have to say the staff of the hotel is just absolutely fabulous. As you may recall, we had some issues last year with a broken water line, and the hotel staff was so amazing. They went above and beyond to make sure that everything was just as good as it could be under the circumstances. And they think we're awesome because we were so ready to pitch in and help in any way that we could. So they love us.
But the hotel is it's an excellent hotel. It's highly rated. It's a beautiful hotel. And out back, I don't know if you even ventured outside last year, but back of the property of the hotel has walking trails. And it's all, I mean, you couldn't pick a better place for a pagan event because it's all woodland and, you know, the immediate area is gardened, but beyond that, it's all woodland and there's walking trails. You can, if you need to step away and have some time to yourself, you can go outside and be in nature. And then when you get a little too hot, you can come back in and to the nice air conditioning and, you know, and enjoy a cool adult beverage. So it's a wonderful facility and we feel really lucky for it worked out for us to use that facility for our conference. And I really can't say enough nice things about the management of the hotel. They are on
They're
it.
Lovely.
They're really well run.
They were doing everything for us. They were bringing. They brought ice cream and ice water, and they were so nice. It was so lovely. We were sitting there eating ice cream, saying, "Look what they got us! They got us! We're like 5 year olds. Show a pagan an ice cream cone. Hello, we love it."
It doesn't take much to make us happy.
Huh?
I said it doesn't take much to make us happy.
No, really, it's glamping. Are you kidding? We're so used to being outside. We've done all that before, you know. Whatever. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be, we're not going to have any of that this year. All of that was done in the maiden run. And now that is in our rear view, everybody is prepared. We all know what we're doing. They all know what they're doing. It was something that happened out of the blue. It was not something that anybody could have foreseen, but it happened. Okay, it happened. It's done. Now we move on to the fabulousness that this year's is going to be. It was fabulous last year. It's going to be more fabulous this year and probably even more fabulous the following year. So I'm just saying it's all good. It is a great time. It is what I look forward to all year long. Like the minute we get home from Mystic South, I'm already thinking about the next Mystic South. So, yeah, and you will be too. You will be. It's just so good to be with everybody and see all the new vendors and get your goods. Because, you know, sometimes in the South, it's not always easy to get really great pagan products, but you're going to have a huge variety, fantastic vendors, great people, great classes, great speakers, partying in the evening, great music, great musicians coming this year, the Night Travelers, awesome folks, talented folks. You know, bring a drum, bring an instrument, bring us something. We're just going to have a really great time. We really are. Mama Gina's going to be there. Y'all know Mama Gina. Yep. Mama Gina's been on our show. We love some Mama Gina. So we're really excited. As a matter of fact, I got to hit her up to come back on that night, too, because she was a riot. I loved her. She's hilarious.
She's lovely. She really is. I do want to say that, you know, that the hotel has done a ton of upgrades since last year.
Really?
So
really?
I don't think we're, yeah, a ton.
What did they do? Oh my goodness.
Just upgraded the rooms and you know, and done some much needed repairs on the hotel, so everything
Neat.
Should be all shiny and new and lovely.
I also want to
remind people that we are doing, you can walk in and register at the door. We're probably going to shut registration, online registration down. Sometime probably the end of next week, so that we have time to print out everything out. And once that's shut down, I mean, you can still come. You'll just have to register at the door, and it's either $150 for the weekend, or it's, if you just want to come for a day, it's $50 a day. And any of the day passes will include everything that is on the schedule for that day, from, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning until, you know, 11 o'clock at night. And that includes, you know, that's access to everything that's going on that day, whether it's music, a papers presentation, any of the regular workshops, any of the rituals, whatever's going on that day. So $50 a day or $150 for the weekend. So if you're coming in on Friday for the whole weekend, it's $150. If you're coming in just Friday for the day or Saturday for the day, then it's $50 a day. So,
cool.
Get that out there before I forget, because there will be people that will try to register after we've already shut down online registration, and then they'll be freaking out. So, anybody who's listening, just know we will gladly take your money at the door.
Awesome. So come on down. Seriously, if you're in the area, come down, even if it's just for a day.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Like I said, I know I keep saying that, but if you want to know if I'm being accurate, you got to show up to find out for yourself. It really, for me, it is the party of the year. It really is.
We could be
I
making
love
all this up.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We could be making all this up. It could be a really horrible event. So they won't know unless they come and check it out for themselves.
That's right. Y'all, everybody needs to come. It is the event in the South. You don't want to miss the big party of the year in the South. Atlanta, we love Atlanta. It is hot, Atlanta, and they have fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of where we're going to be, around the hotel, we have every convenience. Across the street, we have a mall, a beautiful big mall, with everything you could want. In the hotel, there's a gift shop. There's a beautiful restaurant downstairs. There's a bar. I mean, it has, but it's not, when you say hotel bar, people get a weird image in their head. It's not like that. It's all high ceilings and open floor plan, and it's lovely and comfortable. And the scenery is beautiful, and the way it's lit at night is so beautiful and inviting, and there's waterfalls. There's like this beautiful waterfall type thing in the lobby, and it's water running and flagstone, and it's I love it. I could live in the lobby, quite frankly. It's that beautiful.
Rena's moving in.
I'm moving in.
It really is.
And there's a Starbucks.
So beautiful.
I tell you what, if I could afford to live there, trust, I would live in that hotel and not think twice, especially with that staff. That staff is amazing. They're like, what you need? 5 minutes later, here you go. I mean, no matter what it is, they are fabulous people. But I do want to say, please, treat the staff right. These folks go out of their way. They go out of their way to assist in any way possible. These folks are some of the – and I've been in a lot of hotels. These folks have to be the nicest, the fastest, the most caring about your stay in any hotel I have ever seen. And, again, I'm pretty old, and I've seen a lot of hotels. up and down the Eastern Seaboard, from New York all the way down to Florida. I have been there. Trust me, this is probably one of the best hotels, if not the best, I have had the pleasure of spending time in. Staff is tremendous.
They really are. And it really is. It's a beautiful, it is really a beautiful hotel. I can't imagine staying in that hotel and having a bad time. So I'm looking forward to it. I think everybody's pretty much primed and ready to go, and I'm excited. I think I'm excited that you all are excited.
Oh yeah,
we are.
It's all we talk about. What do you mean?
We can't wait. This is gonna.
My sister's actually gonna be out of the state with me. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna be running around like a mad woman for the first at least half an hour. Like, oh my god, I'm free.
Oh, I know.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, you're gonna be like, okay, calm down, Dorian.
Dorian. I have no child or husband with me. I don't know what to do with myself. I can just be me.
Yeah, it's going to be that scene from Home Alone where, you know, Kevin goes running around the house, flailing his arms. That's going to be me. I'm going to be Kevin.
I'm just going to call you Kevin. Maybe I'll put that on your name tag.
You know what? I would not mind. I would not mind. I would wear it, too.
Parentheses, Dorian,
yeah,
in parentheses, Kevin.
I could totally hilarious. Wear that badge. Oh, goodness. And I hate to do this, but we are down to, like, 2 minutes. I can't believe that went so quick.
It did.
It always does. Well, thank you both so much for... First of all, for your shining endorsement of Mystic South, and also for having me on to flap my jaws and bend your ears and pleasure. Appreciate you both so much.
And we appreciate you and all of the staff for Mystic South are just the best people. I don't know everybody's name because there's so many of you, but I Heather Green, Ryan Dennison, Marla Robeson. Kat, she's amazing. Miss Stacy, girl, I'm gonna kiss your face. I love you. She's got attitude that I just love. I can't wait.
She's hilarious.
So, I'm very excited. Oh, and I love Gypsy. Are you kidding? I watch Gypsy's videos. I love Gypsy.
Gypsy is the best.
Just wonderful people. Come on, y'all. We're going to have the best time ever. Show up. It is the 13th, 14th, and 15th. You got to show up. It's coming up in a week and a half, and I want to see everybody there. I'll be looking for you, too. And if you see me first, come on and grab a hold for a hug. I'm the crazy redhead with the big mouth. There's not too many of us. If you hug somebody and it's not me, just tell them you were looking for me. It'll be all right. I'll apologize.
All right, ladies.
Starbucks, Levante, we love you to death. Thank you so much for being on, and we will see you in a week and a half, my love.
Yay!
You got it.
All right. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. We're going to wrap up because I think we're out of time. So we got a little bit of stream. But we love you guys. And we will.
Yep.
Raina and Callison will be back next week. And we will talk to y'all then. Love you guys. Have a good week. Have a
good
safe
night, everybody. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves. Bye.
Bye.